Financial advisors frequently warn about the dangers of getting into debt. They point out that there is good debt, for example, buying a home, and bad debt for impulse purchases or luxuries. They explain how borrowing can raise the cost of an item over time to many times the amount on the price tag. They may even raise the specter of personal bankruptcy if debts aren't brought under control. And yet, people borrow money anyway, and more so all the time. Maybe they would be more inclined to heed the warning as it's offered by our commentator, Andrei Kudrescu.
Okay, folks, let's open the mail. Here are four letters that have to be ripped up and thrown into the garbage, unread. They are from companies offering low-interest credit cards and a lifetime of anxiety, guaranteed. I used to have so many credit cards, I had a shirt made out of them. It was bulletproof. Underneath, my heart went boom-boom with terror. I had enough credit to make an independent film, take it to Sundance, score big, pay back all my debts, and buy a manse in Park City. I never made the film, charged all kinds of electronics instead, plugged them in, and then dropped them all into my bath where I fried like an ode to cheap money. That look of guarded despair you see in the eyes of strangers is debt. There used to be curiosity there, now it's just debt. The next four letters are also from credit card companies, but you can't rip them up. They are bills. Once just offers, now sheer terror. Let's see, what did you do? You went to the grocery store 8 times and spent about $60 each time. 3 mediocre restaurants got you for $300. The spinach leaves were wilted and the shrimps tasted vaguely of petroleum. You sent back the tough veal and got a broiled leather vest instead. You shot the cook and are out on a $1 million bail that you put on your credit card. And they're still charging you for the food. Tickets for 4 to a dreadful play, $200. The play was about a thief who steals somebody's credit card, yours, and goes on a shopping spree. Intrigued by the purchases that show up on his bill, the victim goes in search of the thief and falls in love with her. Together, they steal somebody else's credit cards, yours, and they are tracked down in turn by the new victim who falls in love with them. The thieves multiply as the play unfolds and end up living in a love commune in a secret location without credit cards. There is only one more letter in the mail from a company offering you your own credit report for a fee. If you are like most people, you have no idea how much you've spent, how much you owe, or how you are regarded by the credit card companies trying to sell you more credit. You are, just like your country, optimistic, in debt, and clueless.
Andrei Kudrescu is a writer, and he is editor of the cyberzine Exquisite Corpse.